Okay, well, Dave, at Don's Heating and Cooling, tell me, just how busy has it been for you guys in the last few days here?
Oh, you know, it's been unbelievable. We've been going all hours of the day, just trying to keep people warm and safe.
So what's the biggest problems that you're seeing right now when you go to someone's house or business?
Right now, we're seeing a lot of filters. People need to know to keep up with their filters. We highly recommend that once a month, you at least look at your filter, make sure it's clear, clean. Using allergenic filters, you know, them are more restrictive. You definitely want to watch them more so than your regular blue fiberglass filters.
So how often should people get their furnaces checked, too? And probably not right in the middle of a polar vortex, either.
Right. You know, we recommend, and it's manufacturer's recommendation as well, once a year, clean and check your furnace. You know, we want to make sure that gas pressure's set. We want to make sure that we got proper airflow. And, you know, the hydronic systems, making sure that we don't have air in the lines, making sure that everything is working properly. So once a year is highly recommended.
Okay, so what should people do right now? People that they're not noticing a problem yet, but they don't want a problem. And was there anything anyone could do right now to make sure things are good for the rest of the winter?
You know, for the rest of the winter, we got this cold snap happening. Definitely make sure you're not using a setback thermostat. Keep your temperatures steady throughout the day, throughout the night. You know, when you use a setback, things cool down. And with the wind chills we're having, you know, we're seeing a lot of frozen pipes right now. So just keeping a steady temperature in your home is advisable.
And that was going to be my last question. How concerned are you about the frozen pipes? You remember a few years ago we had, the whole city, it seemed like had frozen pipes, which, you know, those are underground. We can't do too much about, but you know, some people have, you know, they run their water. What do you see?
Yeah. You know, keep a pencil stream of water running. We want to see, you know, a steady temperature in your home. If you're using a fireplace to help supplement heat, keep that zone turned up, especially with hydronics. Today we've had three frozen houses, and that was in part of supplementary heat. And they had that wood stove going, and they didn't think about their thermostat not calling for heat. So wind chills, froze pipes, that's what's happening.
Last question, what about space heaters?
Oh, be very careful with space heaters. You know, they do draw electricity. If you have old wiring in your house, you know, you really want to watch the output of what that's actually taken for energy. Be very careful with them.
Dave Hartley from Don's Heating and Cooling in Delta County, thanks for being with us, man.
Thank you.